So a couple of days ago, I read this really interesting article in The Guardian by a chap called Keith Stewart about the end of chapter one of Fortnite, which, as many of you know, I expect, is this massive multiplayer game, which is effectively a fight between 100 people. You're dropped into a map with 199 other people, and the last person standing wins. And I mean, I've seen it. Obviously, Fortnite has become a cultural thing, but it's been on the edge of my radar, I suppose, even though I'm a massive gamer. I guess the truth is, these days I try and avoid things that are gonna suck a lot of time, because I don't feel like I have a massive amount of time for games, and I tend to do more little iPhoney, puzzly games now when I've got the opportunity. I've talked about letterpress before and stuff like that. But this article really piqued my interest because the guy was talking particularly about the kind of the new form of storytelling that's evolving. Now, just to put this in some context, Fortnite apparently has 250 million players worldwide, and 6 million of them were online on Sunday night when Chapter One ended. And the way that Epic Games, who make Fortnite, have worked it is they have 3 month seasons, and they've had 10 3-month seasons in Chapter One. And this thing that happened on Sunday night was the end of the 10th season and the end of Chapter One in its entirety. And what happened effectively was the world, while people were playing, while 6 million people were playing, got effectively sort of sucked into a black hole, and the servers went down or stopped working, and the social media stuff was deleted, and they just all showed apparently these sort of pictures of this sort of black hole, which is a brilliant bit of storytelling, right? And of course, that's my thing. I'm interested in that. So yesterday I downloaded Fortnite on the iPad, and this morning about 6 o'clock I played my first game, and you might have seen this because I've been having a bit of fun with this on video this morning. But I played my first game and I won. And now that's the best possible, I guess that's the best possible outcome in terms of for Epic Games, in terms of making someone want to carry on. Or maybe the second best. You want to feel like, I mean, I'll be honest, I kind of expected that I would go into that and get absolutely marmalised straight away. And it takes me back to like 1998 or something when I first played Doom. I mean, I played Doom a long time before that, but I played Doom in a multiplayer setup inside the kind of the dungeons in IBM. There were like 10 of us playing, and it was just the best thing. I'd never played against more than one person before, and it was just the best thing. But I just kept getting totally owned by this 19-year-old who, and I, just knew the game better and had better reactions and was just better, to be honest. And I really expected that yesterday, or this morning, sorry, from Fortnite. But and I've now been having a bit of fun myself because I put up a retirement video today with a lost one, no, sorry, played one, won one record, 100% record on Fortnite, and I've decided to, in quotes, retire to let the young bucks have a go. And it's interesting because it's a di totally different kind of content from anything I put up. So we'll see if it makes, any kind of a different kind of a dent or attracts a different kind of audience, because it's obviously it's tongue in cheek. It's a bit stupid, but I do think it's interesting, the very first technique I talk about in the tech tools and techniques section of the Story Hacker channel is about asking questions, opening loop. And Epic Games did that epically, I guess, on Sunday, where they plunged their whole universe of, 6 million people watching, 250 million people around the world into an open loop, right? Into a black hole, and had them all asking the question that we all want. We're all asking all the time, which is what happens next? What does this mean? And you can see it if you do like searches on Twitter and or any Facebook or any of these platforms. You can see the effect that that had. And it's not like they don't have a massively successful game. It's hugely successful. They are using story, they're using narrative to build buzz and tension and chatter and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, of course, we're not all Epic Games, but, you know, to give you an example of how you can do the same, I'm doing the same because today I put up a video holding up a sign saying I'm retiring. And now you know, and I know that I was retiring, retiring as an undefeated champion of Fortnite. But what that does, obviously, is it opens a loop in the minds of people who see that headline, if you like. So we can all use these techniques, whatever our business, to open up questions in the minds of our clients, our customers, our tribe. And I think that's really important. And it shows more than ever, by the way, this is episode 51, that stories mean business.